No idea.
Yes.
Six hands is a lot. Are we starting? Are we early? Why not?
One day the other will bring to what happens.
It happens. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. Good to have you here this evening. And just start a few minutes early, but more singing is never a bad thing in my book. So let's open with hymn number 255, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. What? Sure, 20. Got it.
Because I have 2 hours left.
Got it.
Shortening the pastor.
He's supposed to be good with numbers. I'm bad with numbers, eh?
I know how to play Manero.
250. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for once again this opportunity to be in your house, Lord, and to sing praises to your name, Father. Lord, we just thank you for the word that we received this morning, God, with such power and conviction, Lord, looking to you, the author and perfecter of our faith, Lord, and not looking to ourselves and not trying to rely on our own works for justification, Lord, but looking to the only one who can justify. Lord, the great high priest who sympathizes with us and knows our weaknesses, Father, that is just such a beautiful thing, Lord, and we thank you for it and praise you for it, Lord. And we just praise you for your hand of mercy upon us, Lord, and each and every day, Lord, as we walk through our daily lives, it is only your provision, your guidance, and your care, Lord, that sustains us. And so we thank you and praise you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Quick update for all of you, because I know and I appreciate and all of your prayers and support and encouragement, and I would ask for your continued prayer. We are planning on closing up the lease for our house, me and 3 other classmates, for this upcoming year, so I'm very excited about that, and I just would pray, ask for your prayers for our house, that it would be a blessing. I don't think any of the classmates that I will be living with will be believers, so that will be a new experience for me. I had the good fortune of, it was amazing, because it's something I prayed about and something that I asked the Lord. You know, it's just like, Lord, like, believers or not, I would ask for a house where I can be a light for you and I can be, you know, an example and a witness to my classmates. And just to love on them and to encourage them and build them up and host them and do those things. So I had prayed for somebody who would be willing to come alongside me in that task. And I had the good fortune of seeing a classmate on the Facebook page that they opened for our class, and he approached me, he messaged me and said, hey man, I was reading your description on the Excel spreadsheet for all of the, you know, potential roommates and everything. He's like, dude, I think we'd be great roommates. I was like, oh, that's awesome. So I met a friend of mine at my cousin's graduation. My cousin graduated from my alma mater, King's Academy in Sunnyvale. And a good friend of mine, John, was there as well. I guess he knew somebody else at that graduation as well. And he's a classmate of mine that I graduated with. And I got to talking with him. We were catching up, hadn't seen each other in a while. John was like, hey, I heard you got into UOP. Congrats, man. That's super awesome. He's like, hey, another really good friend of mine. And John is also a believer as well. And he talked to me and he was like, hey, I happened to, I saw you got into UOP. That's great. I knew a friend of mine. He's like, another friend of mine actually got into to UOP as well. Do you happen to know a guy by the name of Vien Vu? I was like, oh my gosh, that's the guy. That's the guy I'm going to be housemates with. He's like, no way. He's like, I cannot say enough good things about this guy. He's one of the most dedicated, like, you know, caring, motivated individuals I know. Like, he's like, you know, a prime example of workmanship, and he loves his craft. And that to me was just a real, I just was praising God for that because, you know, even in that, like, he, you know, I have a friend who spoke well of him and was really, you know, encouraging in the words that he spoke about this particular individual. And I'm excited to meet him in person and do this house together. So, but yeah, things are moving along quickly, and I just got my financial aid package, and just, so again, just wanted to let you guys know, because once again, you were, you know, as much family to me as my own family, and I appreciate all your prayers. And it's just a very, very exciting time for me and as I move forward. So right now the move-in date is looking to be August 1st. So it'll be coming up very, very soon. With that in mind, just thanking God. And really, I was sharing this with my Bible study on Monday too. I think that God is leading me into really just a season of gratitude and being thankful for so many things that He's just continually blessed me with and opening doors and moving me on in my career. And and really, you know, answering prayers about the small things. I think we went over that just a couple weeks ago, Pastor, when you were talking about the Lord sees and cares. It was the passage from Luke, the wedding at Cana, and that the Lord truly cares about even the smallest things in our life, you know. So things that you would think, like setting up a house and getting together a bunch of housemates and going to school, like things that we put a lot of weight on, but in God's eyes are pretty small, and yet when you ask Him for His guidance in those areas, like He comes through. So He really does care about our lives, and that's something to be joyful for. Amen. So thank you for listening, and I appreciate and your prayers, and I would ask could you continue to pray with me as I enter this new time of life. So with that, let's worship together. 4:57.
Yeah.
Are you sure not 3:57?
4:57.
All right. 457. We'll sing together. In my heart there rings a melody. 4:57. Got it?
Thank you.
Now that we have the right song. It's good. Is there another song that you'd like to sing this evening?
3-2-1.
3-2-1. And Camille, I saw you there, so we'll get to you. 321. Nothing between my soul and my Savior. Did you have a song?
I think it was 489.
Glory to his name. Oh, I haven't sung this song in a while. Another song that you'd like to sing. Yes, Casey. 206. One of my all-time favorites. Maybe one or two more before we close this evening. Yes, Rebecca.
I know it's not Easter, but how about 1:37?
Who cares if it's not Easter? We can still... That doesn't mean a thing. We can sing any of these songs anytime we want. Was that 1:31? 1:37, excuse me. 1:37. Christ the Lord is risen today. Because he is. I mean, we can sing that anytime.
Thank you.
Joe, I saw you had your hand up. We'll finish with yours.
Okay, 42.
All hail the power. Thank you, Joe. Pastor Otero.